Thousands of years ago in northern Wyoming, countless animals fell to their death at the bottom of an 85-foot cave. Natural Trap Cave has long been closed to recreation, but scientists have spent the last four summers unearthing the remains of many now extinct animals. As Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, excavations will soon come to an end.
Out here in the Bighorn Basin, it's windy, and the views in every direction stretch for miles. It's not exactly where you might expect to find a cave. That might be why so many animals, like the American cheetah and the short-faced bear, overlooked the 15 by 20 foot opening and tumbled into Natural Trap Cave. Now the Bureau of Land Management has covered the hole with a metal grate to prevent falls and illegal fossil collection. Juan Layden is standing near the opening where he's putting on his harness and securing it to the safety rope.
The morning ritual right away is get my rig on.
Layden has been teaching researchers from Des Moines University how to safely descend and ascend using a rope system for the last 4 years. It's his job every morning of the excavation to unlock the heavy metal grate. This is the only working team of scientists with approval from the BLM to excavate the site, and are some of the few people in the world who have had the chance to see the inside of the cave. Excavations of the cave have been done before by other universities, but not since the 1970s. The cave remained closed until Dr. Julie Meachin and her team were approved to re-enter in 2014. She says the cave wasn't necessarily off limits during those years, but it was remote and expensive.
You can't just walk down the road into the cave. You have to rappel in. You need a relatively large crew, and to do that, you need a lot of equipment. You need people who can train the crew in the rappelling techniques, and you need all sorts of support staff to do this.
And Meachin's team could be the last people to step foot on the bottom of the cave. Unless they seek and secure more funding, after the summer, the cave will become off limits. For now, they're packing up their gear for another day in the cave. Only one person can descend at a time, and when it's my turn, I can feel my heart pounding in my chest. After clipping into the safety rope, I walk down a ladder that's secured against a grassy ledge where Juan Layden is standing. Besides a few headlamps bobbing around below, it's impossible to see any other details through the darkness of the cave. Layden goes through his safety checklist and helps me adjust the rappel rack I'll use to control my speed as I descend.
Now, which is your brake hand?
My right.
Yeah, put it on the brake rope.
As I rappel, I get used to the feeling of dangling in the air, and my eyes begin to adjust. I can make out the cave's bell shape that expands into a much larger space. Once I reach the bottom, it's cool, about half the temperature that it was outside. And Dr. Julie Meachin says that's part of what makes Natural Trap Cave so unique.
The cave is like a refrigerator. It's constantly cold. It's never above 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
The low temperature, paired with the cave's 98% humidity, is ideal for preserving genetic material. Meachin says the specimen quality varies. The ones that are right underneath the cave's opening are not as intact because of precipitation.
The ones that are more peripheral have much better preservation, and we've got original collagen still left in the bones. So they're technically subfossils. They're not completely fossils. So we have basically subfossils of animals that were alive 30,000 years ago.
The main question they're interested in is twofold. How did the climate and habitat change from the late Pleistocene to the early Holocene? And how did animals respond to that change? Meachin says she's especially interested in the fossils of species that survived the extinction events of the Pleistocene.
Coyotes. We also have some wolves. We have some pronghorn antelope. We have bighorn sheep. We have bison. So these are all animals that we think of today, but are they the same in the Ice Age or the Pleistocene as they are now?
They won't be able to completely answer this question until they can look at the fossils' genetics. Certain animals may have been able to adapt to the changing climate. If so, Meachin says they could develop a deeper understanding of the relationship between climate and environmental shifts.
Although that wasn't one of the goals of this project, it might be a consequence of this project. So that would be really great.
Meachin says she's thankful for the last 4 years.
All of the things you have to do, all the data collection and all the minutiae you have to do gets really, you know, it's tiresome. But then somebody finds something really great and it makes it all worth it.
Even if they're the last team to descend into Natural Trap Cave, there's the potential to continue learning from the fossils they've gathered. Over 1,000 of the specimen collected by Meechan's team will soon be stored at the University of Wyoming, where the public will get the chance to see them for themselves. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.